Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, and here we are again. Stop getting in these damn hamster wheels, people, and thinking you're going to run out in the open ocean. Here we are again. This dude has done this once in 2014, once in 2016, and once in 2021. Now he has done it again. Now he's got criminal charges. He tried to, Ray Bellucci, tried to run to London in a giant hamster wheel across the ocean. The problem? The ocean. And so now he is in trouble. And he's ignored all the requirements previous that they've told him. So now he faces criminal charges. I don't know how many times you're going to do this. A Florida man broke into a woman's house, and according to Fox 35 Orlando, and sat on her couch and made an unusual request. 39-year-old Daryl Davidson. And he was yelling and belligerent outside this lady's home. He tried to kick down the front door. He's denied entry. He did not try to commit further crimes while inside, but he did ask for water and something to smoke. He said he kicked in her door because he was trying to warn her that she was in danger from him. I don't know. Davidson remains held at the Marion County Jail on a $1,000 bond. These people. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how people do this. Marion County. Idaha Lee, 23, faces charges of grand theft and fleeing law enforcement in Marion County, Florida, because she finally is charged. So this is a development of the story. She had tried to steal an actual legitimate street sweeper and thought she was going to outrun the police in a street sweeper. Kane, what do you think the maximum
top speed?
Yeah, what's the top speed?
I'd say 7.
A full 7?
Maybe 7.
7 miles an hour.
If you're going downhill.
Okay. Yeah, if you're going downhill. So clearly, obviously, she was taken into custody. There's a lot of fun footage of that. And she told deputies she didn't want to talk. And that she did tell deputies over and over again, though, you got me, you got me. And she faces charges of grand theft, displaying a weapon during her commission of a felony, and fleeing from law enforcement. She's held on a bond of $9,000. There you go. And also, a Florida man broke into a Clearwater home, stole a toolbox and a wedding dress. That's a WTVT. Ronald Harshorn, he broke into an 84-year-old's house while he was helping with pest control, returned to steal the items. He took about $800 worth of merchandise. He said, oh, I did take those, but I didn't take the wedding dress, though. That's okay, because they knew he did anyway, and he was still charged for it. So he's being charged for those crimes. A Florida woman was arrested because she wrapped her car. You can't do this, by the way. She wrapped her car to look like a Florida state trooper. She had her Dodge Charger all wrapped up to look like a state trooper. And you can't do that. They really don't like that when you're a civilian and you're impersonating the law, the police. You can't be doing that. Apparently two Florida Highway Patrol officers reported seeing this Charger traveling the opposite direction one day. It was painted the same thing as the Florida Trooper cars, had the light bar, but they noticed the decals were wrong. The FSO guard had a badge that looked like the badge was all wrong on it. So they ended up pulling her over. And that's what ended up happening. It was a 28-year-old Ulia Pugachev. And she got in trouble for that. She has to appear in court, according to the Herald. Yeah, you can't wrap your car like that. I mean, good grief. All right, folks. So you've heard me talk about Hillsdale College giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to my listeners for Constitution Day on September 17th. They've set an immediate goal to give copies to 1 million Americans who don't have one. And if not you, then maybe a young person that you know. And the response has been tremendous. However, this free offer for my listeners ends soon. So if you haven't already, order your free copy right now at Dana4, Hillsdale.com. Because every American should have a copy. copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And these days, when most schools neglect to teach our kids about our nation's great heritage of liberty, it's more critical than ever to make sure that these documents are readily available to them. So to claim your free copy, visit dana4hillsdale.com today, complete a very simple form, and receive your booklet through the mail, and you don't even have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned, this offer expires soon. So order your copy now at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. Don't delay.
Jordan. Auchincloss.
Jeffries.
Babin.
Jordan.
Bacon.
McCarthy.
Dumbass.
Oh, that's so funny. So that's my friend Brian Kilmeade, who was caught on a hot mic saying that. Because there, who was it? The Bacon dude.
Don Bacon.
Don Bacon. What a name, man. Mr. and Mrs. Bacon's son. Okay. Representative Bacon. I mean, you think that, you know, it's a popular meet there. You'd think, you know, you'd be of the name. I don't know. He put out McCarthy, and that was Brian Kilmeade, I guess he forgot he was on a hot mic. You got to assume every mic is hot. He knows that. It's funny, though. Welcome back to the show. Bottom of this second hour, Dana Lash here with you. So we're following this. So you got five other people, essentially, that put up, they had random people, 8 that are not voting for Jim Jordan. So I don't know how many rounds this is going to go to. Remember, it went to 15 with McCarthy. So now it looks like this is going to go to round 2 with Jim Jordan. So we'll see. I haven't followed it totally. I mean, I followed it, but I haven't obsessed about it on air because more than enough of you have said, yeah, you're right. I really don't give a rat's ass about the speaker. I don't care. I'm broke. Inflation's crazy. Now war? What? That's where everybody else is concerned. And I will say there's more than a handful of you have expressed, and you guys are reliable, you know, constitutional voters. But there have been a significant number of you that have expressed, in some ways that I cannot share on air, your dissatisfaction with the way that the Republican Party has handled this whole thing. Because, see, that's where we've all been at. It's not that we opposed removing McCarthy. I think we all just didn't like the way that it was done because you just don't go into a fight unprepared. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to go in, you want to hit someone and then be like, and then this is what I got. It's like the Indiana Jones thing when he's like, what move? Which one was that where he's got to swap out these things very quickly?
Oh, yeah. Temple of Doom.
Yeah. In the Temple of Doom. You got to swap out the relic at the Temple of Doom. You can't be going up and just punch it off and then all hell breaks loose. You know, you got to have. Got to do the swap, right? That's kind of where we're at. And so a lot of you, because it's not like you disliked any of the people involved. You were just upset at A, the timing, and B, how it was done because nobody seemed to have a plan. That's where I've been coming from this whole time. That's what made me mad. So y'all don't, you know, you're all just like, I don't want another rhino. I like Jim Jordan. I mean, he's been on the program, I don't know how many times. I mean, he's a good guy. I really like him as House Judiciary Chair because he is relentless. And that's where I've always been a little concerned. Who's going to take over that job if he's Speaker? Is it going to be somebody who is as relentless as he is? And I think that's a fair question to ask, isn't it? That's a fair question. Are they going to be as relentless as he is? Because it was like he was tailor-made for that job. Is he tailor-made for Speaker? My concern, and just because I get how this goes, when you're Speaker of the House, you kind of have to be prom queen. I know, it's just how it works. Because you not only have to shepherd all your little ducklings that are in your party, but you also have to sometimes get the Democrats to support something that you want out there. That's the nature of the game. You got to raise with a majority in the House. does that fit into Jim Jordan's skill set? I mean, he's got to be going now. He's got to go to all the little dinners, all the little tea times. Not that those are bad things, because I love backyard raising money for, you know, causes. I get it. But he's got to do all of that. Is that in his skill set? Because we all know someone who just sucks at that. Have you ever met someone who, and you're like, you should not be in PR? Or you should not be, we all know somebody like that. My question is he the fighter that you're trying to take and put in more of that statesman role? That is my only concern. Not about his record or anything. I'm concerned about that function, and here's why. You could say, it's easy to say, well, Dana, you shouldn't care about that. Well, that person is the number one person responsible for raising money for these House races. Who do you think bails out these embattled Republicans in some of these swing districts? Who do you think bails them out for money for ad time? Get out the vote canvassing. Giving them just enough to get them across the threshold. It's the speaker who raises money and has that pack. It's that person. That's why, because that's all part of it. That's part of that job. So that's why I'm saying he was tailor-made for judiciary. I just don't know who else would do it. I don't know who else would do it that would want to, A, and B, could get the necessary votes. I don't know. So it looks like we are going to go to a second round. Everything's frozen until then. Democrats are just cackling. They're laughing about all this. Just the oddest timing. I think this would have been better maybe to do right before Christmas, where everybody's distracted by the holidays or something like that. Get past the spending. I think the one thing that Thomas Massey said, and this, it looked like this was after, it didn't seem that Scalise was going to make it, because I think there were some people who were worried about how Scalise was going to go for omnibus. Not go, but what is your plan to kind of thwart more omnibus spending? And Massey had indicated that Scalise hadn't had a beat yet to figure that out. And so that's why he's like, yeah, I can't. And he apparently told him right up front. That's fine. I mean, because it's business of the country. It's show business of the country, not show friends. I get it. You all know that I have several Kel-Tec firearms that I love, but the PMR-30 is perhaps my favorite great all-around reliable Kel-Tec. And for those of you who might be recoil shy, the PMR-30 is great for personal or home defense, but it's also really recreationally. Its lightweight, accuracy, and 30-round, 22 magnum capacity make it perfect for hiking, backpacking, camping, boating, and an all-out fun range day planking. Right out of the box, the PMR-30 offers excellent target acquisition with its high-vis fiber optic front and rear sights. If you want a recreational carbine, the CMR-30 is the PMR-30's big brother and accepts the same 30-round, 22 magnum magazines with the ballistic advantage. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about the PMR-30. And while they are, sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider to stay up to date and follow them on social media. Go to KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KelTecWeapons.com today. KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently, there were reports of a hospital explosion on the outskirts of Surat. Multiple rockets, they were saying, were being fired, etc. And there were reports that, oh, there was a Baptist hospital casualty event in Gaza City. Well, apparently, it was discovered to be the result of a misfired rocket launch by Hamas. Because Hamas launches their rockets out of civilian areas so that they can say that when civilians become casualties because the IDF responds, then they can claim that the IDF is killing people when it's Hamas putting everyone in danger. 30 to 40% of Hamas's rockets misfire and they land short in the Gaza Strip. There was no IDF air activity reported at the time by multiple international media outlets. And the timing coincided precisely with a salvo of rockets that were launched at Israel. So it was Hamas that literally carried out a casualty event at a hospital in Gaza City because they're animalistic moron terrorists. The end. Good heavens. Just horrifying. Also, since we are here at our quick 5 segment at the bottom of this hour, returns home after a grizzly bear bit off his lower jaw. This is crazy. He's a Montana man. He returned home after 5 weeks in a Utah hospital. Rudy Norlander. Man, what a name for a Montana dude. He literally had his jaw bitten off by a bear. Can you imagine having your jaw bit off by a bear and you live? Norlander didn't take questions because he wants to write the story himself. He wants to write a book, but he answered some of these questions at the University of Utah. He had a write on a whiteboard. He said he's looking forward to having a root beer float, reuniting with his Yorkshire Terrier, Sully, going outdoors, and maybe being able to attend the rivalry football game next month between the Grizzlies and the Montana State Bobcats. So, oof, my goodness. So there, yeah, his daughter jokingly said he's developed a whole new hatred towards the University of Montana because of the Grizzlies. Had his jaw bit off by a bear. I just can't even imagine. A park opens on Staten Island's Fresh Kills. Former site of the world's largest landfill. Okay, well, good. It's Fresh Kills Park. I don't know what I think about that name. Yeah. Fresh Kills. Let's go to the park. Fresh Kills? Mm-hmm. Tasty. I don't know how I think about that. Let's see. The San Francisco mayor has asked to stop ticketing victims of car thefts. I don't know why they weren't doing this before. And Scottish insults. There's a whole list of them, and I really want to go down this whole list. 21 of the best insults that you would ever hear. Egypt is one of my favorites because of how it's spelled. Stay with us.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Frozen, the movie Frozen.
Yes.
It's huge, this movie, right? I've seen little girls all over the world with the backpacks. I mean, you can't watch that movie and not know that the ideal is white, blue eyes, blonde hair, red hair. That's just one example. And you can have maybe a frog that turns into a princess for a minute and goes back to a frog and she's a brown girl. But that's the exception, not the rule. So don't be naive about what they're internalizing and how early.
I feel like I have shaken baby syndrome from listening to her. That is, what's her face? Robin D'Angelo, who is a bitchy old white lady who, that's her job. B-O-W-L, Wall. It's an actual role, apparently, in, you know, America. And I'm amazed. I mean, first off, she's the racist. Secondly, the movie Frozen is based on it's like a Nordic tale, you know, up in the Nordic areas, you know, the Swedens and the Norways and the Denmarks and the Greenlands, lots of brown people up there. You know, I mean, it's where are the brown people? It's where you came from, right up there. You know, all your Hispanic family came from up there, you know, in the Norways.
There's brown people up there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's where they come from, apparently. I mean, according to Robin D'Angelo. I've never seen a woman hate herself so much as this broad. Is she going to get mad and, there's like a ton, what is she going to, is she going to get mad and is she going to go after Moana next? I mean, what's the problem? Guess what? There are Polynesian tales. There are like Mulan. Is she going to get mad at Mulan? Is Robin D'Angelo going to bust up and go, where are all the white women at? Like in Blazing Saddles? Or does she save that level of bitchery just for, you know, like this movie in particular? I'm just curious. I mean, there's all kinds of amazing tales all over the place. Also, maybe you should get a little bit out of your Tupperware fresh old, you know, white progressive commie lady viewing habits, because there's a lot of amazing tales coming out of India, coming out of, Bollywood makes some of the, and Tollywood makes some of the best films. RRR is one of the best films I've seen literally in the past 5 years. Maybe you should like expand your viewing habits and stop bitching about children's animation. I'm just, you know, oh my gosh. Or maybe you should watch some anime, woman. Oh, yeah. I mean, for crying out loud, this is just stale and cliched, and it just shows how narrow-minded and small her lived experience is. Maybe go get a progesterone shot. I don't know, woman. We got a lie set it, and I mean it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.